Because they need prayer. They truly do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have you looked at something, looked at an object that may have impacted you in a very, very special way? We have a little display here of a cross on a stand. When you look at the cross, how does it impact you? What do you think of when you look at the cross? Our thought today is this: so much more. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles, would like to turn with us. Turn with us, if you will, to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 10. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter number 10. Lord willing, today, for just the next few moments, we're going to focus primarily on verses 38 and verse 39 of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 10. And he that taketh not up his cross and fall after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit laid this message upon our heart, he began to remind me of the importance of the cross. When you get there to Matthew chapter number 10, you will learn that Jesus had commissioned his disciples to go out into the highways and the byways of the world, spreading the good news of the gospel. As I began to look at these verses that we just read, the Lord began to remind me how that he, through his ministry, made mention of the cross quite often. Why did Jesus do that? Why did Jesus mention the cross as he did? It was a symbol of suffering, humiliation, and shame. But I tell you, friend, when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, went to the cross on our behalf, he changed everything. Praise be to God. The cross became a symbol of hope for a world that had no hope. And as I began to focus upon that, the Lord reminded me that the cross is much more than a symbol. It's much more than just two pieces of wood. Praise be to God. Because of the cross, we today, through our faith, Son of God, have life, eternal life, and have joy and peace in our heart by way of the cross. Jesus here in the Gospel of Matthew tells us in verse 38, he says, "And he that taketh not his cross and fall after me is not worthy of me." You see, dear friends, Jesus Christ came to pay a price that you can't pay. Jesus Christ came to make a way for a lost dying and needful world. It was the cross at Calvary that bridged the gap for all of mankind to have joy and peace in their heart. What Jesus is saying, that if you don't accept and take up your cross and follow me, you're not worthy of me. But Jesus, he made the unrighteous righteous. He redeemed us. He had the atonement that we needed to have joy and unity with God the Father. When I look at the cross, I see, praise God, hope. Oh, I tell you today, you may be here at Pine Hill Baptist Church feeling as though you're in a hopeless state. I tell you today, dear friends, if you look to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, you don't have to leave hopeless. You can leave with joy. You say, Brother Lynn, how can I leave with joy? By way of the cross. Oh, dear friends, Jesus said in John 14, in verse number 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man to the Father but by me. I tell you today, dear friends, you want a relationship with God, you must go away of the cross through Jesus Christ the Son. Oh, as I looked here at this word, Jesus said in verse 39 of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 10, he said, he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth life for my sake shall find it. Oh, praise be to God. If you come in this house of prayer without Jesus, you're lost and undone. It may look as though you got everything, but I can tell you today, without Jesus, you have nothing. But praise His glorious name by way of the cross. If you have Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, praise His glorious name, you have everything. Oh, Jesus said that you will not only have it, but praise be to God, you'll find it. You can find where you need to go. You can find what you need to do by way of the cross. The world today sees the cross as just a symbol. We have little trinkets of jewelry. We have little props and little objects that's very appealing to our eye. We have all these things that represent the cross in our daily walk. But I tell you today, dear friends, when you think of the cross, when you look at the cross, see more than just a symbol. See more than just a trinket. See more than just an object that an artist have put together. I tell you today, see Jesus Christ and His sacrifice for us all. You see, dear friends, you see so much more. Our message today is so much more. The cross is so much more than what the world represents. The cross is so much more than what Satan would have you to think of. The cross is so much more than what we can imagine. For it is by way of the cross we have joy in our heart. Jesus spoke so much of the cross before He went to the cross because it meant so much. Meant so much in way of joy for His disciples. You remember when He talked about the true value, the true measure of life. Jesus said in the Gospel of Mark in 8, chapter 8, in verse 34, He says, and when He had called the people unto Him with His disciples, He said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. What was Jesus saying? You want the way to joy, peace, and hope in your life? Today, take up your cross and follow me. People today are looking. People today are searching. People today are desiring. But I can tell you today, you can look here, you can look You can look everywhere and still come up empty. But if you look and embrace the cross of Christ and look to the Son of God with a heart filled faith, praise His glorious name, you'll find it. You'll find what you need. Cross of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The drug centers are filled. The houses of pain and destitute are filled. People are looking. People are searching. But you know what Jesus said? Matthew 7:7, He said, "Seek and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. He that seeketh, findeth." I tell you today, dear friends, if we're looking, if we're searching, if we're knocking, if we're desiring, I can tell you today, on the authority of God's living, breathing, precious, in every word, you can find what you need by way of the cross. Much more, than just two pieces of wood. Much more than just a little bit of metal. Much more than just a little paint on a canvas. Much more than what the world seems to offer. You say, "Brother Lynn, then what is it?" Praise God, it's everything. It's everything. But when you look at the cross, when you look at the cross, what do you see? Jesus changed the perception of the cross. His life, His death, and His resurrection by way of the cross changed everything. You see, dear friends, what Jesus wanted His disciples to know, that to have true value and peace in one's heart must come by way of the cross. Jesus would tell them in John chapter 15 and verse 13, in speaking of the cross, He said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Jesus Christ laid His life down so that we can live by way of the cross. If you don't have the cross, if the cross is not a part of your life by way of salvation, I tell you today, you're set for a devil's hell and a life of damnation. By way of the cross, there's hope. When I look at the cross, I see much more than just a symbol. I see much more than just two cross beams. I see much more than what the world desires to represent. What I see, dear friends, is the Lord Jesus Christ and His sacrifice for a lost, dying, and needful world. I see that banner of hope raised high by way of the cross at Calvary. I see how that the Son of God bore that cross on the hill of Golgotha to bring me and bring you a way, praise His name, to life eternal by way of the cross. You see, no one, the Roman government never took His life, but He laid His life down freely by way of the cross. The Apostle Paul, the great minister to the Gentile world, spoke so much about the cross. For you see, Paul, a Pharisaic man at one time, seen the cross as just a symbol of execution. But when he met Jesus Christ on the Damascus Road in Acts chapter 9, everything changed. Paul would write to the church of the Galatians in Galatians chapter number 3, verse number 13, by saying, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. What Paul is saying is this, that Jesus bore your sins. He bore my sins on the cross so that we today can have peace in our heart. He took my place. He took your place by way of the cross. Jesus took the sins of the world by way of the cross. Paul said in these harsh, gruesome words that the Son of God became a curse for all of us by way of the cross. We today should never look at the cross in any other way but by way of the Lamb of God. We today who know Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior are to embrace the cross, accept the cross, pay homage to the cross because it was that cross at the symbol that we today have life. Paul would go on and writing to the church of the Galatians would talk about the new phase of one's life by way of the cross. For he said in Galatians chapter number 6, verse number 14, but God forbid that I should glory save the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. What Paul is saying, it's a pleasure to suffer for Jesus because he has done so much for us. When I see the cross and I look at that cross, I see that before the very foundation of the world, God had a plan by way of the cross. People says, well, that was a form of Roman execution. Yes, it was. The most cruel death, the most suffering that any victim could ever experience was by way of the cross. Jesus went to the cross freely. Jesus went to the cross for this purpose, us today. And when we look at the cross and we see that symbol and we see that sign of the cross, let us not pass it with a fleeting memory, but let us reflect and remember the significance of the cross and the lives of the believer today. This past week in Vacation Bible School, all we could preach was Jesus Christ, His life, His death, and His resurrection. For it was by way of the cross we have life. It was by way of the cross that the gap was severed. It was by way of the cross that bridged the gap between man and God. It was by way of the cross that we today can celebrate. We can shout, we can sing and say hallelujah to the one who gave everything. Paul embraced the cross. You say, well, Brother Lynn, that sounds good, but life's hard. The world is cruel. Paul, in his letter to the church of the Philippians, he talked about how that the truth of the cross was compromised by so many. Paul, in his letter to the church at Philippi, tells us in Philippians chapter number 3 and verses 17 and 18, he says, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you oft, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of God. of the cross of Christ. Why? Why does this cross have so many enemies in the world today as it did in Paul's day? Because the cross represents life eternal. Before Jesus went to the cross, he was a tool for Roman execution. But when Jesus died on the cross and he gave up his life and he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is declared it is finished. When Jesus gave up the cross at Calvary, that brought hope to the world. The cross was never seen the same again. That's why Satan despises it as he does. That's why that Satan loathes the cross. That's why Satan desires to destroy all that have come by way of the cross. But Jesus changed it all. For on that third and appointed day, when the Son of God rose victorious over hell, death, and the grave, by way of the cross, he brought hope. And I thought this past week that if we can share the good news of the gospel with these young people by way of the cross, and let them know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Bless his glorious name and praise him. I thought in my study this morning of all the songs that have been written, all the songs that have been sung about the cross. And this one came to her mind. Simple little song wrote many, many years ago by a man by the name of R.E. Hudson. He wrote a song called At the Cross. The chorus goes like this. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. I wear the cross. Are you happy today? Do you have joy today? Do you have peace in your heart today? Do you know Jesus today? You say, well, Brother Lynn, I desire to know Jesus. You say, how complicated it is. Oh, it's so easy. Paul, writing to the letter there at Rome, tells us in Romans 10 and 13 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe he lived. Believe he died on the cross. Believe he arose on that third and appointed day, and you accept it by faith, believing, thou shalt be saved. Had a man I was visiting in the hospital. A while back, he told me, he said, well, I've been saved, but I didn't feel the earth shake. Nothing grand and on a scale happened. I said, well, neither did I. But praise be to God, I know who I belong to. And I know who saved me by way of the cross. And through faith, believing, Wayne, I got hope. I got joy. I can lay my head down and know, I can know that if God takes me, praise God, I got a place in glory. I know that. I know that. I've got a blessed assurance because of the cross. If Jesus didn't go to the cross, if he didn't arise on that third and appointed day, we wouldn't be here. What reason would we have to be here? Because he did what he did. I'm here today to worship, to celebrate and praise the way of the cross. So when you look at the cross, what do you see? I hope you see more than just
two pieces of wood.
Hope you see more than my artwork where I've just barely got this thing together by a little glue. I hope that you see more than just a symbol that the world desires for it to represent. I pray that when you see the cross, you see that it is by way of Jesus that brought us hope. Let's stand to our feet.